Colin, congrats. Back-to-back wins. Yep. And moving up the table, leapfrogging the team you beat tonight. Your views?
Defensively, I thought we were very, very good. They put a lot of pressure on us, especially towards the end of the game. But we seen it out. Brozzi gets another great goal. Fair play to him. But it's, some of these games, sometimes, you know, is that it can be difficult. You know, they have a lot of possession. They were going direct with it. But we needed to defend the box. We did it, and we were very good.
You were comfortable, but it took a while though for the game to come to life. It was very dead, maybe 25-30 minutes.
Probably for the first probably 15-20 minutes, I just thought we were small but off the pace. But as the game went on, I thought we were controlling it a bit better. We had a few chances, you know, cross the box and runs and but it's, do you know what, sometimes it can be like that, you know. There was a big effort put in last week. But overall, listen, I'm delighted with the 3 points.
Even with those chances in the first half, you were hitting the target, the forcing saves from the goalkeeper, which is very positive.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what you want. That's what you want. And you've been in the final third, test the keeper. You did that. And, you know, even when Brozzi went in before he got the goal, he's done great to get in, but we just hit the target, be clinical, be ruthless in front of goal. But he gets a great finish and, I'm delighted for him. He's been working hard and, he deserves what he does.
Yeah, they were three chances, 46, 50, and the goal finally coming. He sliced the first one. Yeah. Robbie seemed like he didn't know what to do. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. Will I chip the keeper? Will I go around him? And then it was too late.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, but as I said, listen, he's in that position, and I thought even the second he was a threat in the second half, carrying the ball, getting us up the pitch. But it's us looking at there, it's easier said, you should have done that. But when you're out there, it's a small bit different. Yeah. But listen, Robbie was fantastic in tonight, he was.
But we had the benefit of hindsight seeing the goal on one of the screens that he picked it up just down in front of us here, inside his own half, and drew all those defenders away.
Yeah, no, he has that. He's quick, he's a fit boy. You see the work, we ask him, to press, we ask him to run, and he does an awful lot of running, especially the front players, is that, we defend from the front, and we put an awful lot of work on our forward players, pressing centre-backs, pressing full-backs, and he does that. But then again, when we win it, we want him to go the other way again, so it's a big ask for him, but he's done very well tonight.
There was a bit of yellow card bingo going on again tonight. One picking up, obviously, Kevin, he was warned in the first half, picked up a yellow and then picked up that red very late, which was, do you think it was a dive? I don't know.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't know. Sometimes they're given, sometimes they're not, isn't it? It's just the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Defensively, Colin, you mentioned it. You've used 8 or 9 players in that back line the last 5 games. Matthew Connor's come in. He's got 3 wins, 3 clean sheets. He's only conceded 2 goals. How much of an improvement has he been to that squad?
He's been very good since he's come in. As I said, I think everybody has been. As I said, I keep going back. We defend from the front. But listen, you see there tonight. Chris, Niall, Ewan, Sean, Kevin. It's you're putting. And sometimes there we nearly had 7 at the back. But sometimes it's like that, and you need to get over the line. And it's lads, putting their bodies in the line, putting their head where it hurts. And they did that, and it's I think we're something like 7 points off the playoffs. So it's they're in a good place at the moment, but what I want from them is that I want to go again next week and the week after, and it's just that I want them to get better and better, and it's for themselves, and they do that, the team improves, and that's where we want to go.
You mentioned that consistency there. I think it's the third time in 111 games that they've won back to back games. So how do you get them to push on and get that third win in a row for the first time?
Just demand from them. That's it. I mean, we train properly. It's good intensity in the sessions. The coaches, Chris, Connor, Mike, Seb, Tony. There's an awful lot of work goes in behind the scenes. There's a game plan for every game. It's a different one here tonight than it was last week. And we asked the players to go up and do it, and they've been doing that.
Just one for me, Connor. I suppose July is always. It's a tricky month because you're bringing in new fellas and you've brought in quite a few and that tips into August. Yeah. We're sort of nearly the end of August now. Just how do you feel that, those new signings have kind of bedded in? Do you feel you've kind of
got over that kind of, I suppose, yeah, flux phase, some, and you're, yeah, and you're, it's spedding in now.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes it takes lads to settle in, doesn't it? Do you know, as I said, Matt's coming in, and he's Matt's an experienced player. Do you know, he's been around the league, and as I said, listen, I've played with Matt. Do you know, and obviously Ewan coming in has done very, very well. Do you know, so Robbie, so the lads have come in, and sometimes they take a bit of time to settle in, but do you know, they've added quality to the squad.
You've 8 games I think left now in the league. That's obviously, there's going to be a cup game in between there as well, but you know, for those 8 games now, I mean, you're 11 ahead of Athlone, so it's kind of, you should be able to looking up now, really, instead of looking over your shoulder.
That's what I'm saying. I say it every week to the players. I said, is that, you know, we need to be better again and always wanting to improve. That's what I say for the players in training. When you walk in the door, you've got an opportunity, go and take it. Even tonight, you know, I thought they were magnificent. I know sometimes it wasn't pretty, but you got to do the other sides of the game as well, and we did that.